imagine you probably, in your experience, went through planning and zoning on nightly rentals and the requirements that they have it on a conditional nightly rental.
Yes, ma'am.
And if they don't abide by those, then their license can be pulled. But once we went to zoning, and if it's zoned for nightly rental,
it's up. That's
what it sounds like I'm hearing, that none of those requirements have had to be met.
Well, I'm not sure I understand the requirements for.
Okay, posted on each home or each building, posted a number to call if there's the noise, if there's a violation of those, that they can call that number, and then they have to come out within a.
I believe they do that on the inside of the unit. So.
The phone number has never been intended for the outside public to be able to call and complain. It's always been to make sure there's somebody that is visiting has the ability to know who to call for that specific unit.
Yes, sir. That's my understanding. So,
I've said in the past that I wish there was a way to have an outward phone number to the neighbors that the neighbors could call to complain about that individual. But that's never been part of the code. That's never been part of – that's just something that I've tried to – before we changed zoning and everything.
Scott, when we had conditional, a neighbor was rocking along, if they were on the back of the deck doing something off scene or anything like that, was there not a phone number there that those neighbors could call?
So for conditional use permits or special use, which they were in 2019, which these are not,
mm-hmm.
then yes, they have that inside and outside requirement. Yeah. But the Division III and
the outside requirement was like on the porch or
on the porch.
Door. It wasn't like you would have to actually walk up to the front porch and look at the phone number. I mean, that's not.
But there was a number that they could contact, and the problem would be taken care of.
But once he gets his property manager on, is it going to be on site? One of the.
Well, I don't know if they'll be on site,
but
there will be contact.
Local.
Yes.
He can let the office know that number for the HOA, and anybody that's public knowledge. We'll put that in the files. Anybody can call. There might be homeowner associations from down there that can call, and we'll have that number of who's the head of that.
They call planning and zoning office in and get that number if they have a problem, and then they can call.
Once they have that number, they can call that number at any time.
Yep.
For the existing.
Mark, you said you were aware that there was some problems, disruption, everything, but.
Pardon me?
You said you were aware that there were problems at the neighborhood of disruption, but I'm assuming, were you talking just in the building and stuff, but you were not aware that the tenants that. The tenants that are living there were
correct
causing being obscene and doing various things.
Yeah, not until Teresa called me a month ago. That's the first I heard that there had been any issue with that. So I understand the construction's disruptive. I understand that, but I did not realize anyone had had an issue with that, which is one of the reasons. Obviously, in the Division III decision of record. It was the barrier, the buffer, which is the natural leave the existing there, or put a fence up. You could do it in different ways to screen. So that's why we left the 35 feet to try to stay farther back. But then we also have contracted to put in a fence as well, a privacy fence as well. So to discourage anyone from going through there and to screen, There are some areas that it's more dense than others. I mean, but we held back that distance off our property line.
Any other discussion?
When the people rent.
Yes, ma'am.
Are they given requirements, guidelines that they're to abide by?
Yeah, each property manager.
Quite
so once we, each owner, each property manager that manages for those people have, for the owners, have a copy of the declaration, the bylaws, all of the rules. So for me to tell you that everyone is done that way, I don't know, because once we sell, those owners own it, they have their property manager. I mean, that's why when the COA taking over this fall will, I think, work with the property managers probably better. I mean, we're developers. I'm sure I've made mistakes, no question. I do think having that one point of contact will be helpful. So, and they do know the rules. Everyone knows the rules. Now, is that transmitted to each guest? I mean, I would not tell you that because I don't know that. I know that each one does have rules that they are given. And there's a quit, you know.
Anything else?
So once you sell the home, correct me if I misunderstood what I thought I heard, you're the developer, mm-hmm. and very experienced at it and everything, but once you sell the home, those rules, those conditions are up to that, whoever owns that home. Or not.
No, ma'am. They are in in the condominium declaration. Mm-hmm. And the bylaws. Those rules go with the property. Mm-hmm. So they are required to abide by those. And I can't tell you the exact enforcement mechanisms, mostly fines, but there are enforcement mechanisms in there, in the declaration and the bylaws. But if there's an outside disturbance, obviously, I mean, call police, sheriff. Well, it's what should be done. It's what I would expect to be done. So,
of course, what we've heard is the police come and they take care of that disturbance, but then an hour then.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not sure what. Mm-hmm. But this one, when we're talking about these lots you're talking about this morning, owners down there, we've probably impacted them more than anyone. I mean, they're to themselves, and I think that's why that's why we went to them and said, hey, would you like to rezone? And they all would. And you do still just come in from one. I mean, it is that entrance from Branson Cove. It's not off Dale. It's not off any of the other public streets at all. And I think to do a minor sub, like there's concern we would do a minor sub, buy all of them, put a minor subdivision in, we would have to come back to you in order to do that anyway. It's my understanding. And we have no intention, none. I mean, we're going to build our two on our two lots, and the other three owners can do, you know, as they wish. So sell them to someone else.
Any further questions?
The way I understand zoning in all levels is to protect the general welfare of our citizens.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else?
I don't know.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Move to deny order number 08-292021,
02, 03,
and 04.
To deny. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Ms. White.
We just finished. What do you need?
It's done? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Can I just say something real quick? My name is Larry Moore. I live in the neighborhood. I just have one suggestion. I used to be an architect. So I have one suggestion for you.
So you're.
Can I say something? Just. Whatever's working.
Presiding this.
I say it's entirely up to him.
Come up to the mic, state your name and address, please.
I thought y'all were going to ask if anybody else had anything to say.
Well, I think we did, but that's all right.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You decided you were done.
Okay. No, I just want to say.
Can I get your name? And
Larry
address?
Moore.
Okay.
Yeah, I live at Potential Drive.
Thank you.
Why don't we use that lot, all that property there, for a park?
You need to direct us.
Sir.
You need to talk to us.
Use the lot for a park. Have access for the people who live there. That gives them a place to go without going through all the neighbors' yards. And create that space that they can go to the lake and have access to the lake. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
Oh, sorry.
We ready to move on?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take up, is it Corporate Place?
Corporate Place. You
corporate
got order
place.
Number 0829-2022-06. So on August 8, 2022, the Planning Commission made recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which was 08-5.0-16-000-000-025.000, which is located at 333 Corporate Place, Branson. The existing property is zoned R2, 1 and 2 Family Residential District. The rezoning request is for C2, General Commercial District. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 2 acres with no structures on the property. Looking at our overhead, it's Bee Creek Road. Of course, this is U.S. Highway 65. Parcels highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. I've got a little red arrow showing that parcel. The green is O for office. This is R2. This is R2 office. There's a little bit of R1. And then the dark green is the C2. And I think the representative is here. So
good morning. I'm Carl Finkenbinder here on behalf of the applicant. Right now, the property is owned by William Williamson, but our company is a development company, MRG Group. It is looking to purchase it from Bill Wilson. Once rezoned, as Scott said, it's currently R2. We had gone through a couple different reiterations of our desired plan for this. Currently, we want to zone it to C2 for the purpose of creating office warehouse space in there. So, you know, your typical thing like you see on Reinhardt Road, where there might be some finished space on the inside of a larger warehouse where they can store some stuff, but also have a small office with, you know, water utilities. It'll be sheetrocked and finished on a portion of that interior. And as Scott showed on the zoning map around it, primarily what surrounds it is office, and then a little bit off in the distance, some other C2. I think there are a couple R1 spots, but for the majority, it's surrounded by office and commercial. So our primary point of access will be there, right there on is that Church Road there to the south. I believe, yes. So we'll come in on Church Road and drive into an entrance there, yet to be constructed. So that's really it. Any questions for me at this point?
So essentially, the plan is to build kind of like what they did at the beginning of Buchanan, kind of on the Buchanan. Right there on the highway.
Yes.
I think those are just buildings with little.
Yeah. So I at the planning meeting, I gave an example. A good example would be like a typical tenant would be like a surveyor, where they have like a office inside there, but then they can also keep some of their field equipment and whatnot in their space that they either rent or own is a possibility if we condoed out the project, they could also purchase potentially one of the units, but that's what it would be.